Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has warned that Western countries recognizing a Palestinian state could have disastrous consequences, arguing that such a move violates the Oslo Accord and may embolden groups like Hamas. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch. He's the Director of Legal Strategies at the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. From a legal and security perspective, how do we assess the political impact of this decision on the broader peace process?
So, as Ambassador Huckabee said, the result of or the effect of this decision on regional peace will be, I think, truly devastating. It will embolden every single one of the terrorists out there. It gives the message that violence, that terror pays, that murdering, raping, and butchering Jews is something which is not only acceptable, but is politically and worthwhile, and has and will bring with it all types of benefits. That's what this recognition means, and that's why I think it's been so badly presented and such a bad decision to even embark on this process.
The fact is that throughout this process, one of the underlying factors is that Hamas, a Palestinian Authority, anybody or most of the organizations have not been asked to take full responsibility. They have not been held to account for what has gone on. To some extent, this is just a continuation of that. How do we reverse this concept? How do we go back to a situation where, or not even back to, how do we get to a place where these bodies and these actors are held to account?
Honestly, Howard, I don't think that there is a real chance of doing that. While these countries insist on really rewarding Hamas, there's nothing so much that we can do about it as Israel. What we have to understand is that many of these decisions are not being made based on real political considerations or international political considerations. Rather, they're being made on the very, very thin political considerations of the specific leaders making them. In Australia, for example, there are 90,000 Jews and 1 million Muslims. When Albanese wants to get re-elected, what's he looking at? He's looking at the Muslim vote. He's not looking at necessarily at the Jewish vote. So, and that's influencing, obviously, France the same way. And every single one of these countries that have now made this decision to move in this direction are already acting in exactly the same way. Those are their interests. That's what they're pushing. And unfortunately, they don't really care about the consequences as regards the peace process. All they're worrying about is short-term political gain within their countries. That's all that interests them.
Which means that never really, it never results in these actors being held to account. It can't be, because the pushback is just too great.
That's exactly right. There is unfortunately no chance that any of these countries, I believe, will change their stance. They are playing to their local electorates. They are not looking for any, they know, France knows, Canada knows, Australia knows, that the symbolic support for a non-existent state of Palestine in the United Nations has absolutely no effect whatsoever. Zero. None. There are already 147 countries that recognize Palestine. 100 of them recognized the state of Palestine in 1988, when Yasser Arafat declared Palestinian independence, when you're talking about a terrorist organization sitting in Tunis. It's all about local politics rather than anything which will actually help the Palestinians. Will the recognition of a state of Palestine help the Palestinians? And the answer is 100% no. it because it emboldens terrorism, it rewards terrorism. Terrorism doesn't bring either security for the Palestinians or any type of future for the Palestinians. It just brings more death and destruction. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Let's just talk about the Oslo Accord. How does this, why is this problematic in terms of that, of the Oslo Accord?
So I would possibly shy away from claiming that the recognition by France, for example, is a breach of the Oslo Accords. France isn't really a party to the Oslo Accords. They never were, maybe indirectly as part of the European Union. What has to be understood very clearly, and I think what Ambassador Huckabee was really saying, is that when you're talking about unilateral moves to recognize the state of Palestine, you, the PLO, you, the Palestinian Authority, are breaching the Oslo Accords. And so don't come complaining when you think that you're going to get some type of political gain about saying that Israel is breaching the Oslo Accords. I think Ambassador Huckabee's message was no less directed at Mahmoud Abbas at Ramallah than it was to Paris and to Canberra. And I think that's a very, very overlooked point.
Do you think that the fact that the United States is not might be depriving the some of the Palestinian travelers of visas, do you think that this will make a difference?
So I think that the whole subject of entrance into America is a very complex subject. The U.S. have been pushing, already President Trump from his first term has been pushing to ensure that terrorist elements don't come into the United States, as they freely did under the Obama administration, and so that's what they're trying to do when used as also as a political tool against the Palestinian Authority, against the PLO, obviously that sends them a message as well. Not only did President Trump close the PLO offices in Washington, he's now denying them entry. He did a month ago. Now he's going to deny them entry into the U.S. even for the UN discussions. This is, I think, a clear signal to the Palestinian Authority that you're stepping out of line, let's say, and as opposed to the last 30 years where the Palestinian Authority breached every provision of the Oslo Accords and there were no consequences, suddenly President Trump is coming in and saying, you know what, there's actually a consequence for your action and you are going to be punished for breaching the Accords.
Absolutely. That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always. We were talking about the recognition of a Palestinian state, Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. He's the Director of Legal Strategies, Jerusalem Center for Securities and Foreign Affairs.